know some who adorn their outer appearance with shiny things, lush garments who smell of cashmere and jasmine, but their insides reek of the dung of the ghetto. My states are poverty stricken, the type you can't stand close to or you might just get bitten. Snake-like creatures that have assumed the form of people we think we know, and it's sad because they are stuck in a state that perpetuates the myth of the black man's unintelligence. It's sad never knowing nothing, never growing but love stunting with the performance of showing that I'm okay. See, really, look, I'm advanced with all of these fine things, having money with wings, but in all actuality, they are naked, never knowing, never growing. It's sad because that's all they know, because their idea of luxury is a plate of shrimp and crab legs. And they teach their children to idolize their gods, believing they attain power when wearing their clothes. How could leather and rubber give such a false sense of power? He got those new Jumpman's books all around him that he haven't even jumped in. It's sad because people have stood in lines in 0 degree weather but have never been to a PTA meeting to see exactly what their schools are teaching their sons and daughters. I hear them say, "You don't know me, you will never understand." As long as we can quote the latest rapper or learn the newest dance, we okay. Stop judging us like you so much better, like you got your shit together. And they right, because I am too, a crab that escaped the pot that made it to the top and didn't become stew. I made it, but an aspect of the elevation of my thinking is more to life than killing our own, smoking weed and drinking. We have to start thinking before they think for us. It's funny how I